This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. U.S. murder rate jumped more in 2016 than it has in nearly half a century, though still less than in the 1980s and 90s. Colombia signs an agreement ending war with rebels after 50 years in a conflict that took 220,000 lives and displaced more than 5 million people. A lawsuit has been filed challenging a law in Alabama that has disenfranchised 15% of Alabama's black voting age population compared to 5% of the white population if they've been convicted of crimes of moral turpitude, not defined, requiring fines and restitution be paid before the right to vote can be restored. Laws like Alabama's left nearly 6 million people ineligible to vote by 2010 nationally. Not one chief executive among the Fortune 100 has contributed to Trump, undercutting claims of confidence in his economic plans. TurboVote Challenge, a project of the nonprofit Democracy Works, has signed up businesses to encourage civic engagement among their employees and customers, seeking a voter turnout increase of 80% by 2020. Statewide referendum in Massachusetts will determine whether more charter schools can open. Co-working spaces firm WeWork has agreed to amend its employee handbook in a settlement with the National Labor Relations Board. WeWork agreed to revise 5 sections in its handbook, including its electronic communications and conflict of interest policies, and to post notices reminding employees of their right to form, join, or assist a union, and to engage in collective bargaining. A member of a jihadist group linked to al-Qaeda was sentenced to 9 years in prison in the International Criminal Court's first prosecution of the destruction of cultural heritage as a war crime. A record 84 million watched the first presidential debate, Trump complaining about moderator and microphone for his poor showing after it was over. Southern states ranked towards the bottom in a national survey of energy efficiency, with Louisiana 47, Mississippi 46, Georgia 40th, Oklahoma 44th, and Arkansas 27th. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.